When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now time for the Mike McCarthy Show, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. Every Friday at this time with Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. Cowboys Eagles Sunday on this radio station pregame at 12:30. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How was your week?
I was a little bit sick. Choppy was very happy this week, I think, over some different results that came in.
On, right, Tennessee, number 7, baby.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking Tuesday night. Yeah. But
well, they look great.
Yeah, yeah. Coach, early happy birthday. RJ forgot it last year. We did not want to make the same mistake on Sunday, right. So a happy early birthday.
I would have been fine with some more forgetfulness. That would have been okay by me.
Oh, you didn't want us to acknowledge it? Are you one of those guys? Like, don't get me anything. Don't make it a big deal.
Exactly. No, I mean, I'm 61 years old. I mean, I think the part of having daughters, you get used to birthday weeks. Sometimes it's a birthday month.
Yes. So,
I just try to balance it out at home.
Coach, I've always wondered this with a new player that you acquire, like Jonathan Mingo. How does it work in terms of like playbook versus just plays? Is he going to go into the huddle? You guys have your verbiage and someone tells him you run an out, you run a go, you run a slant. How does that work with a new player?
That's an excellent question, because that's really what you have to find a happy medium. These things happen at this point in the season, you hope there is some carryover from language, from past experiences. You know, obviously he's been in a number of different systems the last couple of years. So now he has a new language. So just trying to find a common area of his experience from a language standpoint, the routes. You know, he's definitely has run, most of the routes that we run, but it's just that, it's the details within a route, because everybody runs a little differently, and, specifically how it fits to the quarterback's footwork. So you kind of just have to kind of work through that on the side after practice. We've integrated them into practice just to try to get them into the flow of the huddle and give them certain plays. But it's definitely a process, and that's what it is. You got to try to find a package of things that you can put them into to get started, and then obviously there's going to be some communication by his teammates in the huddle.
Coach, outside of quarterback, which probably is the most difficult to acclimate midseason, which positions are the most difficult versus the easiest, and I assume wide receivers more on the difficult spectrum?
No, I think it's obviously it's offensive system specific. There's systems that are built around, I would say the West Coast offense, the building everything around making the quarterback successful. I know the digit system was a very, very friendly wide receiver system. The origin of it was developed in junior college by Coach Coryell a long time ago. So the ability to have receivers come in, every year, every 2 years, and just learn the number tree, So I think it's, the origin of that is part of it.
Coach, I heard you talking about hanging on to your draft board for situations like this. How long can you hold on to the draft board? Obviously, you want to do homework in Carolina. What went right? What went wrong? How long do you find you can hang on to your evaluation of a player before that doesn't matter anymore if you're thinking about acquiring them?
My goodness, what the hell did you have for breakfast this morning?
Coach, I was out in the past 2 days. It's the medicine. I had two days of rest.
Okay. Something's different, that's for sure. Another good question.
Thank you.
I think it's clearly, that's a good point. I don't know if I've ever put a timeline on it, but, I think when a player comes available, you obviously go to the tape because the most important is what has he done lately? Because there's obviously potential injuries and things like that that get factored into these decisions too. So, but if you really like somebody in the draft, you should definitely take a deep search into it. I think it's something that you just can't say, oh hey, it didn't work out for him over there, and we had a high draft grade that I'm not going to take a chance on him. So I think it's just a really good procedural process to go through, and I think it works more than it doesn't.
Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Coach, you're 9-4 in your last 13 games starting a backup quarterback here in Dallas. Why do you think your teams have been so successful in circumstances that most teams find really, really difficult?
I think it's I think you just got to give credit to a lot of people, starting with the quarterback. I mean, it's a room that functions together. So then, hopefully when change happens, it's not felt as dramatically in the huddle, during the most important part, the actual playing of the game. And, I think Cooper brings that to the table. He steps in there, has that excellent huddle command and those types of things. So the functionality of the offense is still intact. Now, how the defense is going to play him versus how they're going to play Dak, we'll see how that goes. But I think that's part of it, and I think you just got to be in tune with your team, who you are, and who you are is a lot that has to do with how you're playing currently. So we're going through a phase right now with some moving parts as far as positions, guys in and out, so you got to factor that into it. So I just think that's all part of it, and I think you just give a lot of credit to the quarterback room.
Cooper spent 7 seasons here now in Dallas as the backup quarterback, and it seems to be a lot of sincere confidence in him from the players to the coaches and everybody else. What are the traits specific to that role of backing up your starter that you guys have felt Cooper embodies so well?
Well, the biggest thing is his consistency. I mean, he's the same. He's the same individual every single game, every single day, as far as, the workplace, the practice field, and it definitely carries over to his game opportunities, which is reflected in obviously his record. So I think that's important, and and I just really want to see him play to that, because he doesn't need to go in there. He needs to just be Cooper Rush, and everything's going to work out fine.
Is the game plan, does it have to change that drastically with Coop versus Dak, or a lot of backups versus the starter?
Well, I mean, you don't want to change. That really goes back to the design of the quarterback. So, but it's obviously going to adjust.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you always adjust it. I mean, if you're going to have a system that's built on making the quarterback successful, you're definitely going to adjust it to, to his play style.
Mike McCarthy here on 105 Through the Fan. Coach, how much serious consideration did y'all give to just throwing Trey Lance out there and trying to get some reps versus playing Rush right now?
Well, I think it's important to play to win the game. So, I mean, everything we do Sunday will be, with that mindset. We have a lot of football left to play. This is a division game. It's our second division game, and it's important for us to be 2-0 when we walk off that field Sunday.
Blink if Trey Lance could play in some type of packages.
Say that again.
I said blink Blank there. If Trey Lance could play in any type of packages to take advantage of his athleticism, we'll just wait for you to blink or not.
Oh my goodness! I'll tell you. See, now you flipped on the other side of the fence.
I don't think
you know, we're not opposed to ask, you know, scheme questions and playtime questions. And
I just said blank. I left it open ended with a blank.
You're abusing this friendship. There we go.
Mike McCarthy joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. What is the status of Zeke?
Zeke? No, he's practiced very well. He's part of the plan. So kind of just back to normal.
Coach, the evolution of Jalen Hurts as a thrower. We talk about that with guys like him, with Lamar Jackson. Lamar silenced a lot of those critics. What are you seeing in Hurts, even compared to last year throwing the football?
Yeah, I think, you know, like any quarterback, you know, a healthy run game helps everybody play better in the pocket, and because you have a better pocket, because of the threat of run always exists. I think, you know, Saquon Barkley, just the way he's playing, and then, you know, in that run blocking unit, what they're doing week in and week out has definitely given him, you know, cleaner opportunities. But yeah, I think he's definitely evolving. He's playing at a high level right now. Their offense is efficient. I think they're really, you know, in sync here the last, you know, couple of weeks.
Coach, when you study Philly, do the concepts and philosophies on offense look similar to the ones you guys saw Kellen running leading into the Chargers game last year, or even some of the stuff that he was running here with you guys in Dallas?
I'd say it's more towards what they've done there. I think it's, you know, that's a common approach. You have a successful offensive system, but definitely you could see the variations are of what, you know, what Kellen believes in. So that's what I see.
And Coach, you know, in regards to your young offensive linemen, Tyler Guyton, Cooper Beebe, you've talked before about peaks and valleys and how it's important to learn from the valleys but not dwell on them. How do you approach making sure guys like Guyton and Beebe, they receive the correction, the coaching points that you're trying to give them without having them beat themselves up over those negative aspects?
Well, I mean, that's the synergy that you have between players and coaches, whether it's the position, the, you know, in the group, in the units, and also in the team. So, yeah, that's I would say we have a very positive culture that promotes growth all the time. But, it, you know, the demand of the coaching staff is something that, you know, that I'm always in tune with. I don't think you can ever, you know, today have your demand high enough. I mean, generationally, when you look at the players over time, you know, the way you communicate today is definitely different than you did 10, 15, 20 years ago. So, but yeah, I think our guys do a really good job of that.
Coach, how much of it for CD this week is going to be pain management versus, you know, like just range of motion, inability to play at a normal level with the shoulder?
I would say it's, I'd put it in the category of pain management. Just the way he practiced yesterday. He had a heck of a day yesterday, so he looks good. But it's definitely something he's going to have to deal with.
Coach, you know, you've been around a number of different teams during your coaching career. Is there a specific season or team that you worked with that you think back on and say, I remember we were in a similar spot, we managed to right the ship, and I can draw on these experiences here to know, all right, this is how we get things going in the right direction?
Definitely. I mean, I've had a number of injury-filled seasons in Green Bay. You know, just going back through the timeline. 2010 was the first big injury season that we had up there, and it probably was the most prominent. And that turned out great. 16 was another one. We were same way, decimated behind the eight ball. You know, at the middle of the season and righted the ship and lost the NFC Championship game. So I've been through it, and then I've had games, you know, 13 and 17 where you lose your starting quarterback for almost 10 games too. So, and those are, you know, tough years. So, I've been through it a number of times.
Coach, have you found over your years that when you do lose the quarterback or you're in a losing streak, even more so than a losing streak, that is the time that players can lose focus the most when that quarterback goes down?
I think what I've experienced, and it's very evident this week, the focus gets tighter. I think on offense, what I've seen on offense is just the guys rallying around Cooper because they know he's going to bring it. You know, he's always super prepared. I mean, if you're a young player and you've figured out how things work on offense, if you have a question, you know, Cooper Rush is one of the first guys you're going to go ask. So, I see the focus this week as far as, you know, the details of how we want to play and the demand of getting things done. It's definitely been there in the preparation.
Is it crazy to think that there's just like a feeling of pressure off? Like, well, we're under 500 right now. The noise has been so loud. We lost Dak. Just go out and play free. There's nothing to lose. Is it crazy to think that these guys could play freer and looser?
Well, that was the message last week, just to make sure that they were free and open. And I thought they, you know, we went into the game. We were definitely prepared and started that way. We just, you know, you got to sustain that. So I think those approaches, you know, as far as how you message and what you want out of the team are accurate, and you have to acknowledge it. But I can only go by what I see and feel in the interactions with our players every day. And I mean, we had a hell of a practice yesterday. It was probably, I mean, it was a little choppy in the beginning, but the physicality and the energy and the juice was exactly what I was looking for.
Coach, fantastic yet again. Thank you so much. And here's to a happy birthday on Sunday. Go get them. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.